It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Additive Solutions, Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. It's Monday. Welcome, everybody. I had a long weekend, was out on Friday, and it seems that a lot of things have happened over those 3 days. Of course, we've got Olympics going on. We've got SEC Media Days. We've got Sun Belt Conference Media Days. Golf tournament this weekend, all kind of stuff going on. We got name changes in Major League Baseball coming up. We've got guys testing positive with COVID, unable to play in the Olympics, play golf. So a lot of stuff. Turbo had a great weekend at Sycamore Point.
Oh, that's true. You had your I was in the big city of New Orleans.
New Orleans. I did a little fishing off the wharf.
Okay.
I was outlawing it because I don't have a license.
I wouldn't say that on the air.
Come get me.
All right. But you didn't catch anything, right?
I caught a big gaff top.
Oh, did you?
It was big, too.
Really?
I'm glad Michael Caffrey was there to take it off my line because I wasn't touching that thing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was fun to bring in.
Yeah, somebody told me Michael was fishing Friday.
Well, if you want to call it fishing.
Okay.
He was fishing. He wasn't catching.
Okay.
The water's muddy, muddy, muddy out there.
Oh, absolutely. Until we see the basin drop, but we were talking about on the fishing show Friday morning, until we see the basin drop to 5-6 feet, then that all that dirty water hopefully will be cleaned out, and hopefully the fishing in the cove and all those places, trash pile, will get dry reef will get a lot better.
I was really excited because when I got out there, my godfather told me, he said, yeah, they've been catching crabs. By the time we left, we probably had a dozen crabs, which I just left in the traps because he was coming back, and I just left them for him.
Okay.
And the crabs weren't very big either.
All right. Yeah.
So.
Maybe no fish to eat.
Yeah. But it wasn't the prayer. It was a guy's weekend.
Had
my brother, my two cousins along with Caffrey, and we hung out and listened to music and had a good old time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Well, while all that's going on, of course, we've got the Tokyo Olympics going on. My wife asked me yesterday, she said, how big is Tokyo?
Ooh.
You know, Tokyo's got 13 million people.
I was going to say it was above 10, yeah.
Which is significantly larger than New York City.
Absolutely.
New York City's 8.3 or something like that.
And New York City can't grow anymore.
Yeah.
Meaning the area.
Yeah, they're landlocked.
Yes.
13 million. That's a huge place.
Yeah, it's just like Mexico City. Mexico City, I mean, it's just inundated with people. I mean, I'd say 80% of the people live in Mexico City. Yeah. I'm being facetious, but I'm just saying it's 15, 20 million people.
But anyway, of course, if you follow any news at all, you know that the trials and tribulations of our U.S. Olympic basketball team.
Oh.
This is what's crazy. The fact that they lost to France, which they had lost to France, I'm not saying, when I say they, you have to refer to them as an entity, as a team, even though it's different guys. But in the World Championships a couple of years ago, lost to France.
In
the quarterfinals. So what's shocking is not the loss to France. It's the fact that France didn't even celebrate when it was over.
That's right.
I mean, it was just like, you know, the Bulls just beat the Cavs or something, okay, in the middle of the NBA. France didn't even celebrate. You'd figure the United States gets knocked off an Olympic competition for the first time, 25 games. We had a 25-game streak going.
That's pretty accurate.
Going back to the last time that we had sent just a really – I think it was a 92 – I forget what games it was. We just
the
sent
04,
a really,
the 04 team was we didn't win the gold medal.
Yeah, bronze, won the bronze. But ever since then, we've just been running the table. And so France beats us. Evan Fournier, who sounds like he's more from South Louisiana than from France, but of course, you know, Nova Scotians, France, Canadians, you know.
He's just Cajun, his mutilation of a Cajun.
And I'm pretty sure in France they even say Fournier, you know, Fournier.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he comes out and he says they are better individually but they can be beaten as a team.
Now, that makes a lot of sense.
Very too. Well stated. Very well stated. What's crazy is Drew Holiday just coming off of the NBA Finals was the leading scorer at 18 points. You got Durant and all these guys, been playing with him for a month now. And Holiday's got to come in and be your leading scorer, who's not one of the top two scorers on his team.
Yeah, it's just you wonder if they have burnout. That's the only thing. But the other guys in those other league nations have been playing it. Most of them playing the NBA.
Yeah, no. So it's not like you can't use the excuse anymore that these guys are not that good, but they play together all the time. No, if they're NBA players, they don't play together all the time.
No.
They don't travel the world together.
And who's our coach? The San Antonio coach,
yeah, Popovich.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You know, one thing I will say about this: I don't see this happening. But if the American Olympians can bounce back from this and still win a gold medal, it would be a great story.
It'd be a good story. I agree.
You know, you're just coming from the depths. Realize now. Our U.S. World/Olympic team over the last 2 years, guess what our record is?
I have no idea.
3-5.
Whoa. Are you talking about basketball?
Basketball.
Okay.
We're 3-5. Not looking too
Nothing
good.
Nothing to write home about.
Yes. So moving on, and look, after the first couple of days, America hardly had any medals, but now that it's taken off, you got stuff like skateboards.
And swimming.
And you got swimming. My daughter was dying last night when Ledecky got beat by the young Australian, but that was a great race. I believe it was the women's 800.
Okay.
800 freestyle. But Olympic women's gymnastics off to a very shaky start. These young ladies are expected to go in there and just blow everybody away. In qualifying, they end up coming in second. Simone Biles, it's always a relative term in gymnastics when you're watching someone, because if you're not aware of the difficulty factor in their routine, it can really throw you off. But Biles really made a mess. She went off of the mat in the floor exercise.
Not good.
Just completely went off the mat. Thank God it wasn't a sumo match.
Yeah.
She'd have been out.
But
due to her, she's doing stuff. Her biggest problem is she's so explosive, and I think she gets so geeked up that she doesn't fall short on her jumps. She goes over, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's too explosive, or she doesn't know how to – that's not well stated. She doesn't control her explosiveness as well as she should.
Yeah.
But, so the American – these points don't carry over, but I know that a lot of them it's about qualifying for individual events, and, of course, you have the team competition later. But and maybe it might settle Biles down, but she had a disappointing qualifying round. And the other Americans didn't do much better.
Need to get that out their system.
Yeah. So hopefully they can get out the way. My daughter Jessica's she's in her second full-time week of work, and she actually came in for the weekend.
She got her paycheck yet?
As a matter of fact, yes. It's a very small one. It's only for first few, like.
See how much it's not from her taxes?
Oh, yeah, no. I had already had. I told her, I said, basically, baby, be prepared, one quarter. One quarter is going to be out of that.
You're not going to get as much as you think.
Absolutely. No, she knew that going in.
Okay.
Keeping it with the Olympics, and like I said, talking about my daughter, she was up at 5. My daughter doesn't get up early in the morning unless she has to. She was up this morning watching the swimming again.
Oh, okay.
She loves this stuff. So we were watching swimming last night. Of course, we watched, like I said, Ledecky. The first time she's not achieved a gold medal in an individual event. Young Australian beat her in the last seconds in the women's 800. We'll continue to watch the swimming. U.S. softball gets a walk-off home run to beat Japan to finish pool play at 5-0, and they'll play for the gold today against Japan. I'm assuming that's single elimination.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Looked like it was a pitcher's duel. Japan scored on a passed ball early to get a 1-0 lead, and we ended up getting a base runner, and Jack went out the park, like I said, walk-off, to win that one. So, evidently, this is going to be highly contested. Evidently, Japan's got somebody that can, that's on the mound that can go. I find it so odd, Turbo. Would you say, so the Olympics went since 2008. So 2012, 2016, no softball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did.
Would this be because softball, women's softball, has just not taken off across the globe?
I don't know. That could be the answer. I'm not sure. But I remember they.
You think it's a no-brainer to have.
They did a few other sports they knocked out, too, and I can't recall what they were. But baseball might have been one of them.
Yeah. Is it venue problems? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know those answers.
Seems like it would be to me, in my brain. Now, again, I don't think world stage. I don't think, you know, I don't think of the perspective of, you know, soccer is the top sport in the world and those different things. I think from an American standpoint, from that point of view. So maybe just softball isn't that big.
Well, it's an American sport. Baseball is an American sport.
Yeah.
And women's sports have, after Title IX, have really kicked off in this country. So, I'm not sure.
Yeah. We'll keep plugging with the Olympics. That our Olympians have turned it on. I believe the last I saw, we were second in the medal count. We got stuff like skateboarding. And hey, more power to them. Anything they want to make an Olympic sport, I'm going to say. My wife's all over me yesterday. Cheerleading's coming as an Olympic sport. And I'm going to be
careful. Don't laugh.
I'm going to be careful on my views on that one. It'll tick off some people.
No, a lot of people say it's a sport. A lot of people don't think it's a sport. I don't know.
Before you know it, they're going to have the marching band out there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love the band.
Yeah.
But
Grambling Southern, it's a band and a half.
Yep.
It's a game and a half, I should say.
All right, so we're going to come back after this break. We're going to look that this NIL stuff along with the SEC stuff, it's a gold mine, you know, for things to talk about in the month of July. July typically a pretty slow month sports-wise, but we're getting NFL getting underway. We've got Major League Baseball rolling. Had somebody hit their 35th home run yesterday. Want to talk about that?
So 35 home runs.
Yep. At this juncture of the season, that's pretty strong now.
Yeah, got about 65 games left somewhere in there.
I mean, you're on pace for a 60-homer season. Now, rarely, of course, we know Roger Maris, 61, correct?
That's right, 61 and 61.
Yeah. So, you know, can you keep this up? Rarely does anybody keep it up. It always seems like they falter toward the end of the year. Starts getting in your head. But we'll talk about that when we come back. But big thing, SEC, man. SEC talk. Things have escalated greatly from when I was last with you on Thursday to now. So we'll talk about that when we come back right here. 367-1240, Kane, 107.5 FM.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, Gino Delafosse. Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. Best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8, and Thursdays, 3 to 6, half-price drinks during happy hour.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Like I said prior to our sponsors, the SEC Texas-Oklahoma talk has escalated exponentially since we last talked on Thursday. We have gone from talk, just it being thrown out there, to going back to on Thursday, this couldn't happen until 2025, until these contracts are done. Well, in an article I read this morning, conceivably, I mean, talk about some serious lawyering would have to occur, but conceivably, they could be in place for the 2022 season.
Oh, wow.
In the SEC. This is, again, this is what I'm reading. Some serious lawyering would have to get them out of $100 million worth of contracts. Texas, of course, as we were just discussing off the air, has their own TV contract, just like Notre Dame. Although it's kind of funny how that contract works in regards to the Big 12. And, you know, can they have that on the side of being in the SEC? I don't know. People say, oh, the SEC won't allow them to do that. Oh, if the SEC can make money off of it, they'll allow them to do it. Hey, SEC gets 20%. Okay. Everything's negotiable.
Oh, yes.
This will, when you go back to conference realignment several years back, this is as big or bigger a shakeup as that. When, you know, of course, when A&M jumped, when Arkansas jumped, You had all these people jumping everywhere. You've got West Virginia already saying, if they go, we're trying to get in the ACC. Will the ACC take you? You know, this becomes Rush in a fraternity, man.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be
something. Let's invite them in over and see how attractive they are.
I think it's going to end up with four big conferences with 16 teams each.
And look, this is all so directly related to this NIL stuff because it's not – so these presidents, these athletic directors, they want this stuff to be regulated. But the problem is right now, it's not even regulated conference to conference. It's regulated state to state.
That's right.
In Louisiana, there is verbiage in the law that states that a booster cannot arrange an NIL for a player. Well, you know what? In Florida, it's not. It's not in the verbiage. That's a big omission. In Florida, if a booster – now, don't get me wrong. How can you catch him? What, you know, this.
Yeah.
I've said it. I'm going to say it again. I'm beating a dead horse. This is Dodge City. This is the Wild West.
It's all new. Survival.
Are they going to have to bring in the Earp brothers to disarm everybody?
Well, they're going to bring in the James gang. It's going to be interesting.
So going back to the SEC, I know I'm guilty sometimes of name dropping on this show, but I was very fortunate in the early 2000s to get very close to the LSU staff, and I got to know Jimbo Fisher real well along with Muschamp and Dooley. I worked for Dooley for a year and a half. Jimbo Fisher,
here we go,
was quoted in SEC Days. I literally I sent him a picture of this last night.
Oh, did you?
And said LOL, and he came back. He said, yeah, I can't run for the mayor of Austin right now. That was his retort. This is a quote. You mean to tell me that Texas is somehow not happy with the situation they're in? That's weird, because usually they're such a calm, reasonable, and not overly sensitive fan base. I'm surprised they want to join, though. I mean, they're like the fourth best team in their own state. And they haven't won anything since the Bush administration.
Which Bush?
There ain't no Kansas in the SEC. If you think horns down is offensive, buddy, just wait till you go to Death Valley.
Oh, yes.
If you think that horns down is offensive, just wait till you go to Death Valley. Which, actually, that's a great soundbite for LSU.
Oh, sure.
That's gold right there.
Oh, look, it's I'm telling you, it's going to be quite interesting.
And do we have a caller?
That we do.
All right, you're on the air with Bayou Sports.
Woo!
Howdy.
Well, I guess just a prank call.
It
must be a Texas fan.
Yeah. So. It's just – it's hard it's hard to fathom all this.
Wait.
Well, okay, we're going to give him one more shot.
That's right.
It'll be on a short leash.
It'll be a disconnect.
All right, you're on the air with Coach Indes, Bayou Sports.
Okay, no prank call here, I promise you, okay? So, Coach, and y'all may have addressed this already. I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on – again, it's going back to the NIL, and, you know, when it first – was announced, obviously my first concern was competitive balance and, you know, how some schools might be able to compete with others as far as markets go and opportunities and whatnot. Never really crossed my mind that it would get down to the, you know, lower high school level. And when I saw that the deal to this Mikey Wilson, this soon-to-be junior basketball player, signed with this sports management company, and the fact that he's going to, you know, play in an elite league that's not sanctioned by North Carolina high school rules, because the North Carolina High School Athletic Association would prevent the NIL from happening. But if he plays in this kind of like the parallel of IMG, they're not sanctioned. So you know, as a former high school coach, I just kind of wanted to, again, get your opinion on it, filtering down to the high school level and how this could impact, you know, elite high school athletes in the future. You know, looking forward to hearing your response on that. And y'all have a great day, man.
All righty.
All right, Boxcar. And of course, man, as a former high school coach, I hate it. I do. I'm glad you asked that question because I'm going to make references to how the college coaches are answering questions right now. And they're not being all the way truthful. But going back to Boxcar's question, money, let's face it. Money, I hate to put it this way because that's why I got out of coaching. I'm in a pursuit of, you know, enhancing my portfolio. But the old saying that money is the root of all evil, I don't know if that's a true statement, but it definitely can lead to some evil. Money definitely taints things. And when you talk about high school sports being pure, the last pure venue, the last pure sport, you know, level other than Little League. And but honestly, I'm going to throw it out there. I think high school is more pure than Little League and all that stuff because of the parents. I'm sorry. High school is where the parents are kind of taken out of the equation.
Well, they try to get them out of the equation.
I know they were out of my equation.
I hear you.
Okay. And boy, it's, you know, and when you look at it and you look at just so many things in society and everything going on, I mean, it's the way things are going these days in general in a whole lot of directions. But again, empathy, looking at it from the other side and the amount of money that these colleges were making on the shoulders of these young men and women, I get it. But when it starts trickling down to high schools, I do hope that a lot of these states, the LHSA, are tightening up their rules and regulations. This young man that jumped onto an IMG or something like that, I just don't see those entities, those type of teams, ever really taken off. I could be dead wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. I think the IMGs of this world are evil. I hate it.
Yeah.
But I still think that high school sports will rule, and if these young men and women, they want to start taking advantage of their name, image, and likeness, and moving on to – so what IMG, they play in a national league. They don't even play in a league. They're just an independent team.
Yeah, and they try to find teams to play.
You want to know what ticks me off is like a few years ago when a Southern Lab agrees to play in a team like that.
Yeah.
You don't – there are certain teams in this area that I refuse to allow us to play at Catholic High because I knew what they were doing.
Sure.
We are not going to feed into their machine. So when these – I think that LHSA should outlaw teams from playing these independent type teams.
And, you know, they have some independent schools or private league up around north in the Florida parishes and some in Mississippi, and I think they play against each other.
And the LHSA cannot play against them.
That's right.
They can't.
That's correct.
That's the Mississippi Independent School Association.
That's right.
It used to be the Louisiana Independent School Association, and then that disbanded. And I'll be honest with you, that league was put together for one reason and one reason only.
That's right.
It was for white kids. I'm just going to say it, for white kids to play against white kids.
Yeah, segregation.
It was complete. That was a segregated league.
Absolutely.
And good for the LHSA that they don't allow.
Very true.
Allow teams to play. Now, I'm not saying it's still like that in the Mississippi Independent School Association. I'm not saying that, but that's why it was initially put together.
That's right.
Okay. You had a couple Opelousas schools that years ago played in that league.
Yes, you did.
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, that's
he's my idol. He's one of my idols.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Jimbo.
He's stirring the pot, that's for sure.
I love a guy. Like I said, I've always been a big fan of the old ball coach, a guy that's not afraid to come out and take some jabs at some folks. And you know what, Jimbo? If you want to get more and more in line with the old ball coach, I love it. I love it. And I plan on talking about this the next segment, but I'll bring it up now, and then we'll move on after that to our sponsors. But I find it so funny to listen to these SEC coaches, Sun Belt coaches, all of them, answering the questions about this NIL stuff. Do they think it's good for football? They are going to lie to you even if they don't think it's good. Because I guarantee, I know a lot of these guys, they deep down, it scares the bejesus out of them. They don't think it's good. But what coach is going to come out and say, yeah, I don't want my kids to make extra money on the side? They'll get killed for it.
Oh, will they?
And so it's just funny to me that the questions are even asked, because they're going to lie. They may not lie. They may really believe that it is. But I guarantee you, to them, 100% of them don't. That's why a lot of coaches, they end up just believing their own rhetoric. I'm telling you right now. I mean, Turbo, let's admit it. Not to get deep into politics. It's not good for a college football coach to be a conservative right now. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's not. Believe me, it's not.
The news media hammer them.
No. You cannot be a conservative. So Nick Saban became a liberal. And I tell you, it's because recruiting.
I understand that.
And look, that's fine. Hey, it's what makes the world go round.
Hey, you're going to do what's going to help your
team.
Hey,
your thought process is what makes the world go round. But I guarantee you, Nick really believes in what he's saying right now. But it's all about recruiting.
Yes.
It's all about recruiting. Coach O, who we know deep down is a conservative, where he's from, who he is, came out with a couple of – actually supported our former president publicly – and he lost his football team over it.
Yeah,
Jamar Chase left LSU because of statements that Coach O made.
That's right.
In support of our former president. Guy from Shreveport on ESPN, Ryan Clark, comes out, gets Jamar Chase all riled up. Ed Orgeron lost his locker room because of conservative statements.
Yeah, and he made a statement recently that he's going to get more involved, if you saw.
Oh, yeah. You got to. You got to. Whether you want to call it selling your soul if you're a conservative, but that's what you have to do.
It's all about the team.
Because the woke police will get you. I mean, let's face it, you can't have open opinions anymore.
No.
You know.
No, they'll hammer you.
They'll get you.
Yes, they will.
They'll get you. So, but Boxcar, thanks for the call. The whole high school thing, man, it's disheartening.
And you know, Coach, I'm sure you coached a few young men that were 18 when they played for you.
Absolutely.
So they're considered an adult, even though they're still in high school. They can basically do what they want. So you're right. The Louisiana High School Athletic Association needs to delve into this situation.
I had a player in Abbeville who's sad to say his mother she wasn't quite on an even keel. And she had just come out one day and told him. And actually, the mother was jealous of the son. The son was getting all kind of accolades, whatnot. And he was still living under her roof, and she told him he couldn't play football anymore. And this young man ended up signing a scholarship with the Cajuns. And as much as I hated to do it, I brought him in. I said, son, how old are you? 18. You got anywhere else you can go? Because if your mother's about to cost you a 4-year scholarship, I suggest, I can move with my aunt. I said, all right, yeah, you need to do that, pal. You're 18. I don't think she realizes that.
That's right.
Well, good point. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more NIL. Joe Burrow made a comment that, as much as I love Joe Burrow, I think was just really pretty stupid regarding the NIL.
He's just jealous he couldn't get hold of one. That's he was.
Well, he's got so much money right now. He don't care.
True.
That's, I was thinking about Trevor Lawrence and those guys, but they don't care. They're making so much money right now.
Yeah,
it's the guys that didn't make it.
That's right.
That could have made six-figure deals.
That's right.
It's those guys that were high draft picks that didn't work out, you know, or just the great college players that ended up being undrafted. That's the guys that are going to – they got some low. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder over that one.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. 367-1240.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Southern Jack DJs. Friday, it's Dustin Ray. Saturday, Gino Delafosse. Sunday, the 5th edition. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. Best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8, and Thursdays, 3 to 6, half-price drinks during happy hour.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. still talking about the NIL. So Turbo brought up something during the break. And again, the ripple effect of this whole NIL thing is just going to be crazy. So don't get me wrong. So I'm talking about inequity. Let's talk about the term inequity. Well, of course, in the NFL, you might have a guy making league minimum, blocking for a guy making, you know, that year making $15 million. But they're professionals. They're older, okay? It's a professional organization. I'm not saying that there isn't ever jealousy in the NFL. We know that there is. But I do think they get past it. I know they get past it. Imagine Timbuktu University, okay? John Smith University, whatever you want to call it. And on-plot offensive lineman up there, he's put his name out there. He's tried to sign autographs. He can't make $20 a month. And he's got his pretty boy quarterback back there, or his pretty boy running back, and who's could be even be a small school, but raking in $2,000-$3,000 a month. Which, let me tell you something, when I was 19 years old, what I could have done with $2,000-$3,000. How much fun could I have had with $2,000-$3,000?
Hello.
And, you know, a lot of these college kids, they're going to be bragging about it, flashing it. It's going to be interesting, man. This is going to be so interesting to see how these coaches deal with these inequities. Because not everybody's going to be like the University of Miami, where said, I believe, car dealer, Dan Lambert, he brings the slogan in, bring back the U, which if you read between the lines, we know what the U was. They were all getting paid. So bring back the U. So he's paying every one of them $500 a month.
That's right, $6,000 a year. That's correct.
So you get a scholarship to the University of Miami. That's $6,000 right there. What a recruiting tool.
Absolutely.
I mean, immediately. You're in. I mean, don't you see that this is going to be keep up with the Joneses? That the University of Florida, okay, we got to do that. We got to find a guy that's going to do that. You know it's coming. Because some of these guys, when you talk about bottomless pits of money, there are people that have made so much money they can't spend it.
Yeah.
And they want to be jock sniffers. They want to be a part of
winning.
Yes. They want to be able to go to the country club and say, oh, man, I bought that kid. I did this.
I'm waiting for the kid that fumbles at the 3-yard line and he's getting $4,000 a month from somebody. What's that boost?
We're going to have to cut his salary.
That's right. Oh, those are out there.
And again, this is not regulated at all on a large level. This is state to state. And mostly in the South, we're the only ones that have passed it. I believe 12 states.
It's something like that, yeah.
I believe we're at 12 states. So, yeah, we won't continue to beat that dead horse. What? No, one more. We're going to beat it one more time. Joe Burrow.
All right.
Joe Burrow, who I consider to be a very smart young man, definitely a very talented young man. I'm a Bengals fan now, just because he's there. Comes out and says that this is such a great thing for these non-scholarship athletes.
You mean walk-ons?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think he's just talking about football players.
Oh,
you know,
correct.
You know,
yeah.
for some of these, but yeah, walk on. So if it's a non-scholarship, they are a walk on.
Technically, yes.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there will be non-scholarship athletes that may somewhere make a buck off of their name, image, and likeness, but that ain't going to happen very often.
Yeah, if Uncle Joe owns a big concrete company,
yeah.
You know.
I don't see it. I don't get the statement. I don't know. Boxcar, it's funny. Boxcar just texted me something, and actually that was my next topic.
Okay.
So Bryson DeChambeau cannot be an Olympian. He tested positive.
Oh, okay.
Tested positive for COVID.
All right.
He's going to be replaced by Patrick Reed. In more shocking news, John Rahm, who tested positive
a few weeks ago, yeah,
after he was in the third round, six-shot lead in the Memorial Golf Tournament, cost him $1.5 million. He tests positive again.
Hello. Did he have a shot?
I don't know. I don't know what relative to vaccinations, but Boxcar says, do you think the fact that Rahm testing positive for COVID and having to withdraw from the Olympics will force the PGA to reexamine its policy? You know, he had it at the Memorial. Oh, he did get vaccinated after. So he did get vaccinated after, tested positive a second time.
I wonder which vaccination he took.
So in his Boxcar's point, if he had been playing in a regular tour event, he would not have been tested under the current rules. Okay. So, Boxcar, that's a good question.
And I've heard that, and I'm not sure which one, that's why I missed mention any one of the vaccines, but
Johnson & Johnson, they're saying you need a booster.
Yeah, and I understand what one of them, I'm not sure which one it was, is only good for 6 months or a year.
Yeah. I think I asked my daughter yesterday, I think I got the Moderna.
Okay.
I think somebody got in our family got a Pfizer or another.
That's two shots. I think the Moderna and Pfizer, two shots. Johnson & Johnson was one shot, and I'm not sure about any of the others.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know of anybody taking the Johnson & Johnson anymore. And again, that look, total, it's up to you. Up to you as an individual. But, yeah, Boxcar, I guess, that's a great question. Personally, I think the PGA Tour will turn a blind eye to it and just not worry about it.
Yeah, turn your head and cough.
Yeah. But watching golf this weekend, watched a little bit while we were at the camp on Saturday. Not a whole lot of big names up there in the tournament. You've got a lot of these not-so-big-time players are jockeying for position in the FedEx.
And you know, a lot of them take a week off after the British Open, traveling, you know, what, 3-4 hours?
Yeah. I tell you what, though. I watched a young man make a great golf shot under pressure, though. He made a really horrible golf shot under pressure and then makes a great golf shot under pressure. So Cameron Champ, who has already admitted that he has some issues on the course as far as being way too hard on himself, not being able to let what happened on the course go. In other words, bad golf was kind of making him not be a bad person, but he was just carrying a bad attitude after bad golf, which is very easy to do because I don't do it for a living. And when I come in off the golf course and I played bad, my wife looks at me, she goes, oh, I guess I can't talk to you for 2 hours. Because you do. You bring it with you. You bring it with you. Or some bring it with them. So I get it. So Cameron Champ plays great golf. He's like in the third to last group, but he's tearing it up. I think he ended up shooting 5 under yesterday, 66. But he comes to 18 with a two-shot lead. Now, 18 had been kicking these guys' tail all weekend long. It's a reachable par 5, but fronted up really well with water. You've got the grandstands right behind the green, and just a lot of 7s and 8s, more so than you'd normally see. And Champ duck hooks his drive off the tee. So he's got a two-shot lead. Guy's just got to make bogey to win.
Yeah, just get it up.
Okay.
He just played.
And he didn't want to go right, so he duck hooks his shot off the tee. Well, then he's got a punch out. Doesn't do a great job of that. So then he just punches down the fairway again. So basically he's got to
– up and down it.
He doesn't have to up and down it. Just got to knock it up and two putt, and he wins the tournament.
Okay.
But still, for a guy that already has admitted that he lets bad shots get in his head and whatnot, he doesn't have the easiest shot into the green under that type of pressure, and he knocks a wedge or a 9-iron, and he just does exactly what he needs to do. He avoids the water, flies it about 20 feet past the hole, and just sucks it back to about 2.5 feet. And I just love seeing guys hit clutch golf shots like that. That golf shot right there can change a guy's career. Right there. Because now it's in his head that I can do this. So I was happy for him. He is a part of the new wave of golf. I don't know this, but it looks like the type of guy that if you went out on the basketball court, he could probably go dunk a basketball. Okay? Run around. He is the athletic Tiger Woods looking dude. This ain't Craig Statler, okay?
The Walrus?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't Craig Statler. This is not. So, fun to watch that. Again, DeChambeau, feel bad for him. I'm not a big DeChambeau fan. I have a hard time rooting for the guy. But he's different, and he's a heck of a player. And hate to see a guy's, you know, chance at Olympics taken away. It's not like, though, this is a 16-year-old, you know, so I don't feel as bad for him as I would for that typical U.S. swimmer or gymnast or, you know, or something like that.
I saw a statement by one of the PGA golfers. I can't think of who it was, made a comment on Tiger.
Did he?
And I can't remember who said it, but he didn't go into detail. But, you know, Tiger's got a lot of issues right now. And that's the thrust of what I saw. I can't think of what.
He definitely got an issue with one of those legs. I know one of those legs are in a bind.
In other words, this could be the end of his.
He may not be able to walk properly again.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, you know, he's getting the best care in the world. Yeah. Literally the best care in the world.
Sure.
It might be the most well taken care of leg in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the opportunity like Ben Hogan had, I don't know if it's there.
Yeah. Before we get to our last segment, we're going to talk some NFL, but we'll tease that with there is a video out there of Tom Brady.
I saw that video.
That I thought it was doctored, but evidently it's not. I hope I'm not being duped here, because there's so many, you know, you can make, you know, you got guys throwing balls out of stadiums and people thinking it's real.
Right.
Okay. You can, you can't believe what you see anymore. You definitely can't believe what you read, but now you can't even believe what you see unless you see it with your own eyes.
You think it was doctored?
I don't think it was.
You don't?
Okay. No. At first I did, because I'm telling you. So Tom Brady's sitting there at his practice facility, and they've got the jugs gun facing him, and evidently the jugs gun is turned on.
Yes.
Okay, because I know I used the jugs gun for years. When you turn it on, it takes a while for it to start spinning and get to proper speed. So he's throwing at a jugs gun that the two wheels are moving. And from about 15 yards, he inserts that football into that jugs gun so perfectly, it shoots it right back at him.
That's correct.
Then he throws another one, inserts it right in that jugs gun, it shoots it right back at him.
That's correct.
Backs up 5 yards, throws another one. And this time he knocks the jugs gun down after he inserted it inside the jugs
gun. That's correct. Saw that.
I've seen Drew Brees do some goofy stuff regarding accuracy, but he never did that.
No.
Drew Brees actually, I think he challenged an archer one time. They had him and an archer together. And what you do, you put some green powder on the base of the ball, and it shows where it hits.
Well, you were throwing out a diaper years ago when his oldest son was in diapers and from a certain distance hitting the diaper.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Oh,
it's actual, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's been reported on so many different media outlets that I don't say it has to be real, but gosh, dog it, that's impressive.
If it is real, it was doctored pretty well. I mean, this is a lot of energy and effort to make this look real.
All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk Saints DBs. We have any? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the corner spot that's the million-dollar question. I really think, you know, it's a strength more than a weakness, the overall secondary, I think. People might have other opinions, but – And the Saints did sign a free agent to hopefully help with that. So we're going to talk about that when we come back right here at www.kane1240.com. Remember, just ask Alexa, play Kane 1240. We'll be right back.
Make the easy drive to Arsenal Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Kane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Kane Row and enjoy.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, before we get to Saints, just a couple of little NFL notes. And actually a baseball note as well. I'll start with the baseball. Otani, 35 home runs.
Amazing.
That's before 100 games. I mean, he's on pace. I mean, wouldn't it be fun to have somebody chase Maris's record again?
25 home runs.
35. 35.
But I'm saying that's what he has left to catch 60, 61. But, you know, Ruth hit like 18 home runs in the month of September in 27?
Yeah.
So there's a possibility. And you know, you're always going to have these kids coming up for these teams that are out of the race, the division race. And just, they're hard throwers, but they're going to throw you fastballs over the plate.
Yeah, so be interesting to watch that. And I know how many times have somebody gotten you excited about this, and it just doesn't happen because it's hard. It's because it's hard. It's just like hitting 400.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's been a while.
Is it since Ted Williams?
Yes. There's been a lot of people chasing it. George Brett came close. Rod Carew came close.
Tony Gwynn ever came?
Yeah, Tony Gwynn came close. Yeah. Who else? There were a couple others, too. I'm not sure if Rod Carew did, but Musial back in the 50s came close a couple times. But, man, 400, tough.
So moving on to NFL, Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to be any closer to a deal than he was 3-4 months ago. Good for the Saints. Especially the Saints won't have Michael Thomas early. We talked about that.
Yeah.
So let's – Saints fans hope that Aaron Rodgers won't be ready to go for the pack.
Just to back up with Thomas, they didn't know if this – did he injure himself
recently? I don't know. That's a good question.
Why wasn't that done back in January?
Exactly. You know? Great question. But I'm sure there's a reason. Okay. There's got to be a reason behind that.
Maybe it wasn't detected? I don't know.
Or it could be something that you just thought – you got a professional opinion – that, hey, you don't need surgery. This should get better on its own. And it just didn't. You made a bad decision.
You know, he played hurt last year and the year before, you know.
So, and definitely the Saints can ill afford it already, in my opinion, which might be the most needy position on their team. They can ill afford not to have him. Mac Jones, Cam Newton, that's another one I'm going to be looking at really hard. Cam Newton, who at one time, don't get me wrong, I think was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but he's definitely lost a step. If the Patriots, it's often talked about, the Patriots, that they have confidence in Cam Newton, but not enough confidence not to draft Mac Jones.
In the first round.
Yeah. Spent a lot of money on bringing this guy in. That'll be fun to watch right there. It's Bill Belichick. I'm not going to say his legacy's on the line, but he can so enhance his legacy if he can turn the Pats back into a contender.
Oh, get to the Super Bowl. You're right.
I think if they get to the playoffs this year, it's going to be huge for his legacy. To be able to do it post-Brady. And you know that Tom Brady winning that Super Bowl just going to make him work harder.
Yeah, it cements his ability, too.
Tom Brady definitely enhanced his legacy, like it or not. You can say all you want. You can say all you want, oh, he just jumped on another great team. But let me tell you something. He is the rising tide that raises the ship, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the Saints sign Poole. I don't have the guy's first name, but he signed a young man named Poole. Add some depth to the secondary. He's a former New York Jet, former Falcon, former University of Florida player. So they bring him in to add to the secondary. The big question coming up for the Saints, Paulson Adebo. Can Paulson Adebo take C.J. Gardner-Johnson's spot at that other corner? I don't think that anyone has a whole lot of confidence in Gardner Johnson being the type of corner needed to play some man and do the different things you need to do to be successful in the NFL.
Yeah, true. You're right.
If you've got a guy that always needs help and the opposing quarterback, the opposing coordinator knows this guy needs help, it makes you very predictable relative to blitzing and relative to coverages that you can run.
Yeah, Brian Poole.
Every now and then, we all know that Marshawn Lattimore can cover man-to-man.
Yeah.
We know that. The other corner, Ohio State first rounder, 11th pick overall, 2017. Rookie of the year in 2017, three-time Pro Bowler, Marshawn Lattimore. Hopefully, I'm assuming he's passed his legal issues. I don't know that.
I don't know either. I haven't seen anything broadcast about
Heck, I'm seeing now that the Texans quarterback, Deshaun Watson, he's reporting to camp, but he's still got a lot of legal issues ahead of him. So let's assume Lattimore's over there at one corner. You hope that round three pick, Paulson Adebo, can step up, or that Johnson can just flat out get better.
Of course, a good pass rush always makes those cornerbacks look good.
I do have to say this about Gardner Johnson, the round four pick out of Florida. He's a 2019 guy, so typically that second, third year, you start figuring it out.
And that second year was strange with COVID, you know.
So hopefully he'll develop. But you go back, when you can – the key in college and the NFL, if you can put pressure on the quarterback with four rushers.
Yes.
That's the key. When you rush four, you don't have to play funky coverages behind it. Okay? You can get away with your hybrid man zones and all the different things that you do. To bring more than four, you have to play some type of man or either zone blitz coverage behind it. I was asked by a former administrator one time, Coach, why don't we blitz more? And I told him, I said, we don't have the guys to play man behind it. Well, I don't know anything about that. Yeah, that's why I coach and you administrate. You have to have guys that can, when you're bringing especially six, like I said, you can bring five and play a zone blitz coverage, which that's higher level stuff right there. That's some stuff that you really have to understand and know how to do, which we did. As a matter of fact, when we beat Notre Dame in my second to last game as a head football coach, we zone blitzed the mess out of them. But when you can get that pass rush with four, that's when you know. Now, when you do have those lockdown corners and you can start playing those popcorn defenses, I call them, where you got eight guys up on a line of scrimmage, all standing up, popcorning around, jumping around.
Yeah, you don't know who's coming.
Or you don't know who's coming. And then they might be dropping five or sending eight. Okay? But teams that can do that and get away with that, they got some dudes out. They got three guys that can cover.
That's right.
They can flat out cover. So there's your corner situation. So we've added Brian Poole. Marshawn Lattimore got to be your guy. He's got to be the guy you expect him to be. You hope that Johnson can get better, Gardner Johnson, or that Adebo can step up, which is hard. He's a round three guy. This is not a what you would call an NFL blue chipper.
No.
Round three guys are not blue chippers.
Top 100 pick, though.
Yeah. Marcus Williams, I feel, is ready to step up and have a really good year.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
But you know something else underlying, you know, when Terry Fontenot took the job in Atlanta as a general manager, he was doing most of the scouting in the past 5 or 6 years for the Saints. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to have an impact on the Saints. He was the one doing the evaluations along with the staff, but
yeah,
we're going to see how that evaluation process it comes out.
And we'll finish it off with Malcolm Jenkins, of course, the former first round of 2009. This guy ain't getting any younger, but still – he's got a great mind, can set you in coverages, can make a whole lot of adjustments. Three-time Pro Bowler, the last Pro Bowl 2018. But he's definitely not getting any younger.
No.
So that wraps up the Saints. We'll move on to the Cajuns next, going through their depth chart. And it's basically the same depth chart as last year. They've got them all back.
Pretty much.
Got them all back. Biggest ones you lose are the running backs.
That's the two running backs, correct.
But you've got Chris Smith, who I think is a great player in his own right, returner running back. So we'll talk about that tomorrow amongst other things. I'm sure this NIL stuff will just keep feeding us. There's going to be more talk on Oklahoma, Texas on if they actually do officially say they are removing themselves from the Big 12.
Well, when you hear the president say no comment.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're not even no comment anymore. That's right. when you know it's coming.
Yeah, it's inevitable, I think.
So big thanks to our sponsors who support us. Additive Solutions, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern. Remember, on Thursday, August 2nd, 5 a.m., there'll be pole vaulting at the Quarter Tavern on TV. United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Outdoors. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to